This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Happy Independence Day. And our guest on our Milky Monday this week is Lucas Feast from High Ground Dairy. Lee?
Lucas, the question we're all asking right now is, are the dairy markets supply-directed or demand-directed? Your thoughts?
That is certainly shaping up to be the question of the summer, Lee. There's a lot going on in markets right now from a variety of perspectives. Looking at the supply side, we still have milk production in most parts of the globe that's down versus prior year, and it's been that way for several consecutive months. If we were talking a few weeks ago, I would have said it's more supply driven. Certainly over the past several months and the year to date especially, that tighter supply has really kept these prices supported as demand has exceeded supply and really pushed us to multi-year or record highs in a lot of these commodities. From the U.S., looking at supply, though, we do think that we will exceed prior year levels at some point here this summer and certainly into the back half of the year as the herd size and milk per cow slowly expand. But I do think, to answer your question, demand is really becoming the key driver here. We're facing some pretty significant economic headwinds. Data over the past few weeks looks more and more concerning to how demand and how the economy is going to shape consumer behavior here through the end of the year and into 2023. Whether it's inflation or retail spending shrinking, whether it's food service demand taking a hit as higher prices really start to impact consumer spending, I do think that we are seeing some warning signs here on the demand side of things that should put this market back into balance and be a little bit bearish for dairy markets here into the next several months. I don't think that prices will necessarily collapse in dairy markets. I do think we're still decently supported, but I do think there's a chance that we kind of come off these highs that we've seen so far this year.
What effect is weather having on the U.S. milk supply right now?
Good question. We're watching heat very closely, especially heat overnight. So far, we've heard some negative impacts on components and volume from very select regions of the country, Kansas especially. I do think it's important to remember that it gets hot every summer. So far, nothing huge, but we'll keep a watch factor on that into July and August.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
Have feed prices ever been this high? Cornell's Dr. Chris Wolf.
Well, if we don't adjust for inflation, we're near or at record levels.
We're talking here in the Northeast, and one of the bottlenecks we're talking about is the processing capacity. Is that unique to the Northeast?
Well, it's not entirely unique to the Northeast, but the Northeast is the one that's been struggling with it the most and has been struggling with it for the longest period of time. It's been, you know, really since 2015, every year a struggle, especially around the flush time, to find a home for the milk.
The whole milk in schools bill, both in New York and Pennsylvania, has gained some traction with different producer groups. What is your take on the whole milk bill?
Well, you know, right now we're real tight on butterfat, so that would maybe make it tighter. I think it's good for the industry. I also think it's better for kids. With somebody who has kids in school, I can tell you that my kids won't drink the milk at school because we drink whole milk at home and they don't think it tastes good at school. But I think, you know, fundamentally the biggest problem, in my understanding, is the calorie limits on meals that the federal government has put in. Unless we can get around that extra 45 or 50 calories that a cup of whole milk has versus skim is real tough to deal with. But I am supportive, and I think the industry should be also.
If, in fact, we processed more whole milk, would that help base programs and pull off some of the bases that co-ops are putting on?
Well, in the short term, it might put some pressure on cream, but in the long term, it's going to help find a home for milk and help alleviate some of the stresses that are causing the base programs.
Chris Wolf at Cornell University, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Our thanks to John Clark for that report. And our thanks to you for listening, and have a safe Independence Day. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.